Now, injectable weight loss medication is big business these days, leading to growing demand on the black market around the world and right here in Ireland. We'll find out about it tonight on RT Investigates Black Market Weight Loss, tonight at 9:35 on RT One and RT Player. But before that, reporter Pamela Freyer joins me right now. Pamela, thank you so much for coming in today. I know that you are flat out.
No problem, Laura.
Yeah, you're so busy. I want to get straight into it, because how did Botox lead to this investigation?
Sure. Well, we were investigating the illegal selling of botulinum toxin. And one seller offered me Ozempic during a text exchange. And when I met him then, he sold me an Ozempic pen. And I had heard how scarce the supplies of these drugs were, so I couldn't believe it when he was being sold to me like this on the black market.
Yeah.
And that's how it started.
Just handed over, like.
Handed over.
That is absolutely insane. Can you tell me a little bit more about the different types of people that you uncovered selling these drugs?
Sure. Well, the one thing that unites all of them is that they were all selling and advertising on social media. That's the one uniting factor. And just to say, it's illegal to advertise prescription-only medicines like in that way. So we had injectable weight loss pens. We had sellers selling those to us in Dublin and Belfast. They were selling directly to us in person. It was on the street. It was in a shopping centre, in a coffee shop.
What?
Two of the sellers are selling what possibly could be real pens bought in Turkey and then brought back here, sold here. The other pen seller in Belfast, well, she advertises in Dublin and has clients in Dublin, but sells a generic semaglutide pen. And just to explain to the listeners, semaglutide is the active ingredient in Ozempic. But as our experts quickly point out, there are no generic versions of these drugs. They're all patented. And, you know, that patent is protected. So then we move on to the slightly more unusual scenarios. We have another two sellers who are selling, well, they're unlabeled glass vials containing, it's a clear liquid, and it comes in a package that's handed to you with hypodermic needles. And that's happening in both Limerick and Galway. So in both instances, I went to one seller and my colleague went to another one, and we were both offered to be injected in these women's houses with this product before we left with the package. Obviously, we declined to be injected, but these women, they're not doctors.
That is terrifying.
I know. They're not prescribing nurses, they're not pharmacists, but they're selling products with no information in the package. I mean, it has nothing. It has no label, it has nothing. And they're offering to inject you in their house. So that there are sellers.
The desperation is there, you know, for people. And it's so scary that they're willing to go to all these lengths. The Health Products Regulatory Authority are in charge of this type of thing. What did they have to say to you about this?
Yes, well, we reported our findings to the HPRA and they responded saying to us that this year, the Health Products Regulatory Authority has detained 1,469 units of GLP-1 drugs. That's the family name of all of these drugs put together, and that's close to three times the volume that they detained in 2023. So you can just see there how much that market is growing. And in addition, up to the end of November, this November, 456 web addresses linked to GLP-1 products were removed or amended, and that's more than double the 172 web addresses that were removed or amended in 2023. So again, you can just see how it's just skyrocketing. So they were actually notified, the HPRA were notified of 385 reports of suspected side effects associated with these GLP-1s and attendance in hospital concerning 28 of these reports. Look, it's not known how many of these side effects relate to the products purchased on the black market, but just bear in mind, these are just the reported incidents.
So you've mentioned there about, so far, Dublin, Belfast and Galway. And like, that is shocking, but how widespread is this? Do we know, like, and do we know, like do we know what scale this is going on?
Well, it was so easy for us to do this. And I mean, when you're seeing that the detections alone have almost tripled from last year to now, and we could literally buy it on our capital city's main shopping street in the middle of the day. I mean, and we're being offered to be injected in people's houses. It's being sold on buy and sell pages online. That will give you an idea of how big the problem
just
is.
Oh my God. Your own experience was in Tuam as part of this investigation.
So on social media, we found this seller in Tuam in Galway on social media. Now, she was claiming in some of her videos to sell the most powerful weight loss treatment. That's what she said. So we were intrigued. Again, she's not a doctor, not a prescribing nurse, not a pharmacist, but she was offering to inject me in her home with a clear liquid, and it was an unlabeled vial that she sold me. And I obviously, as I said, I declined. But we took this sample to the laboratory in UCD and we got it tested. And it was what she had indicated it was. It was retatrutide. Now, retatrutide is not even available. It's not on the market. It's in trial phase in the US. It's being made by Eli Lilly. But they were shocked when we told them about it. She was trying to say it's not a medication, but it is a medication. And Eli Lilly confirmed to us that it's not approved by any regulatory agency anywhere in the world, so no one can sell it for human use. And they added that any product falsely representing itself as retatrutide may expose patients to potentially serious health risks.
I thought it's bizarre how she even got her hands on this.
Yeah.
You also sent a young and slim member of the team to undercover a number of sellers. What happened there?
So yes, mostly in the first instance, my colleague, who could pass for a young student and who is very slim, she made contact with the sellers, as we did want to see when she was meeting up with the sellers, like, would they have an issue selling to her? Mm-hmm. And each one of them did acknowledge or did question, why do I need to sell this to you? Or as one seller said, oh, you're tiny. But she just batted that away really easily. She said, oh, you know, I want to get into my bikini. I'm going away with the girls on a quick trip to Marbella. And just like that, they sold it to her.
Sold it straight over. Oh, my God. Where did this market come from, right, realistically? Like, if we think about it, the first time I ever seen it was with celebrities. So, like, what part do celebrities and socials have to play in this?
Well, Laura, weight loss is a topic we're all obsessed with. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I was growing up, you know, that topic alone sold magazines by the truckload.
Yeah.
So now we live in an era of social media, and it's never been easier to get, like, near minute-by-minute updates on the phone and in your hand about the body shape of anybody in the public eye. And if that celebrity has suddenly lost a noticeable amount of weight and quickly, well, then we all want to know how, mm-hmm. how and why. And then off the back of these celebrity weight loss fluctuations, there's countless TikTok accounts and they're all analysing how the celebrity achieved this look through injectable weight loss pens. And it's seen as increasingly seen as some sort of magic wand, a magic solution. And, you know, this just then becomes an echo chamber bouncing around social media, creating a frenzy of interest.
Yeah. What do the people who have used Ozempic, what have they had to say to you?
Sure. Well, in the programme tonight, you will see some vloggers who have asked, we've asked them to chart their weight loss experience in diary form, in video diary form. And it's important to emphasise that these people have been prescribed these medications legitimately and they're obtaining them legitimately through a pharmacy. But they've had amazing results. One young woman with PCOS, she's lost weight and she's managed to regulate her menstrual cycle. So she's delighted. And the others have said that on this weight loss journey, it was about health gains. It hasn't always been without its drawbacks. Yeah. They do describe some of the GI effect, side effects that they've had. But overall, the health gains that they've made have been worth it.
Why is it important for everybody to remember that these drugs have great potential for the people who actually need them rather than those pressured into seeking weight loss?
Sure. Well, for people who are clinical candidates for this and get the real licensed medication prescribed for them by a medical doctor and dispensed to them by an actual pharmacist who can stand over the whole cold chain storage process that's needed for these drugs, then great. These drugs can produce life-changing results, literally give people back their quality of life. But if you're not a candidate for these drugs and you're buying a poor imitation from a seller on social media, for a quick fix, then you could be facing really dangerous consequences. As one of our beauty experts tonight said, weight is not beauty. If this becomes about chasing a number on a scale, then it could end really badly. And look, these drugs are powerful and that's why they're producing amazing results, but they do come with potentially serious side effects.
Pamela, thank you so much for coming in to us today. Pamela Frere is a reporter on RT Investigates Black Market Weight Loss tonight at 9:35 on RT1 and RT Player. Thanks a million, Pamela. We'll be right back after this.